Hi. We were supposed to record our Civic Therapy season wrap-up episode and include another ad for House Party. Life happened in various ways. And
so much life.
And we did not get to record that episode yet, but we still really want to make sure that you remember to check out House Party because it is going to be extremely cool. So we hopped on Zoom real quick to call out a few more highlights before it all kicks off on Tuesday, September 12th.
So in some ways, this feels like a festival of me because the only way that housing organizing could be more fun and cool and compelling and like a good reason to get together is if you turn it into a week-long party, which Do Good Work did. So thanks, Do Good Work people. So House Party is a week-long festival of free events, some virtual, some in person, raising awareness of the current housing situation in Ann Arbor and to some extent Washtenaw County, and the broader trends that led us to where we are today. From this coming Tuesday, September 12th through Sunday the 17th, the events confront conditions around city resources, accessory dwelling units, planning policies, renters' rights, and more. And I also want to note that it happens in a variety of different formats. So some are informal Q&As, some like one that I am coordinating this coming Thursday, which I'll talk a little bit more about in a moment, are more formal panels. Some are kind of curated community conversations. So it's really intended to offer a menu of different ways for you to get involved in ways that are comfortable for you. The very first one is this Tuesday with city staff. It's coffee and conversation from 8:30 a.m. to 10 in person at Cahoots, which is 206 East Huron Street. And if you haven't been to that venue, it is very cool and pretty easy to navigate. The panel includes staff from planning, transportation, sustainability, and housing, and will be moderated by former Ann Arbor AF guest and friend of the pod, Donnell Weich.
Jess mentioned that she's going to be doing a panel called History to Present Day, Race and Housing in Ann Arbor. Jess, can you tell us a little bit about that panel?
Yes, in an accident, or maybe it's not, maybe we just have all the cool people on the pod. This panel features another former guest, Alex Thomas, of one of our most popular episodes when he was on kind of teaching us about Ypsilanti Township. So Alex Thomas, Matthew Countryman, the recently retired department chair of Afro-American and African Studies at the University of Michigan, and then facilitated by Aisha Ghazi Edwin, who is a Ward 3 council member, involved at School of Social Work, and also deputy director of Detroit Disability Power. So she wears a lot of really cool hats, and for her to have convened this conversation under the umbrella of the School of Social Work's like explicitly community focused series is just really lovely. So it's free, it's open to the public, it's virtual, it's over the lunch hour, so it's really easy to attend. And the idea is that the four of us are really going to have a conversation about what we know about housing history, about housing activism, about housing policy, and where we are, where we could be, where we're going, where we could be going. And I say that with a pained voice because it's hard to know where we're going right now. But anyway, it'll be a conversation. And that one is Thursday from 12 to 1:30 p.m. And we'll make sure to drop the link to register in the show notes.
Other ways to get involved is to sign up to record a house story. So we mentioned this last time that through the Ann Arbor District Library, you can record your own story about housing. And this is qualitative input about our lived experiences that could actually potentially inform the new comprehensive plan that's being, I guess we're in the early stages of a new comprehensive plan right now.
And yeah, so the community engagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is one way to contribute to that.
If I were to record my house story right now, it would include the fact that I moved last month into my 9th Ann Arbor home.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe the last place that I live while I'm here. But in 14 years, this was my 9th one.
Wow. There's a lot in that story.
I have many house stories. All right. So House Party is organized, as we mentioned before, by Do Good Work, a local 501c3 nonprofit supporting creatives and community by turning radical ideas into positive change in the built environment. As we mentioned, the events are a mix of in-person and online. All in-person events are in accessible locations and in proximity to public transit stops. Shout out Good Urbanism. And everything is free. Advanced registration for some events does get you added perks like food and swag. And I have seen the stickers and I am planning to definitely not steal at least one of each.
You can check out the week of events and updates at dogoodwork.org/houseparty. You can find them on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Threads at dogoodwork.org or using the hashtag houseparty A2.
And just really want to thank Do Good Work and House Party for sponsoring the podcast. And we'll be back soon with a season wrap-up episode where we process the processing of civic therapy, which I feel both better and confused.
Yeah. Other ways to get involved, you can sign up. Oh, wait, no, I did the wrong thing. I started doing Jess's part.
Get involved.